It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. President Barack Obama spoke at the University of Michigan's Ann Arbor campus today. He spoke about his concerns over the affordability of higher education.
Student loan debt has now surpassed credit card debt for the first time ever. Think about that. That's inexcusable. Higher education is not a luxury. It's an economic imperative.
Joining us now is Ron French, senior writer for the Center for Michigan's Bridge magazine. Ron, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So, among other things, the president called for a college affordability report card. Now, your publication has already created a version of this. How do Michigan colleges and universities measure up?
Not very well, to be honest. We looked at all 15 public universities in the state and compared them to other top-tier public universities around the country. And what we found is that 12 out of the 15 universities in the state have average net costs that are higher than the net costs that families pay in other states. In fact, Michigan's families pay a premium to attend their public universities that families in other states do not.
Why is higher education becoming so expensive in Michigan?
It's becoming expensive every place. It's becoming more expensive in Michigan because the state has made a conscious decision to not fund higher education at the levels it has in the past. And so what happens is that as the support from the state goes down to places like Central Michigan, Michigan State, University of Michigan, these universities, to keep their programs top-notch, look to the only place they can to actually raise those funds that have been taken away by the state, and that is through tuition.
Ron, it sounds like higher education institutions are kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. The federal government is asking them to limit tuition increases. At the same time, the state government is cutting back during difficult economic times. What are they supposed to do?
That's a very good question, because that is the question that is left open from this initiative. Obviously, it's a good thing to try to limit tuition costs. Families are really suffering, and students are coming out of college in Michigan with an average debt of, I think, $27,000 now. You know, what are they supposed to do? You have the state giving them less money, so they raise tuition, and now it sounds as if they could be penalized by the federal government for raising the tuition. If that comes to pass, then the state will have no choice but to either, A, increase funding for the universities so they do not lose federal funding, or B, the universities are going to have to take some very draconian cuts in staffing and infrastructure.
I'm sure higher education institutions in the state have a lot to say about the president's plan and about your analysis. What are you hearing back from them?
What you're hearing from universities is that they no longer really feel they are much of a public institution. They feel they are being privatized. And once that reaches a stage where they really are getting almost all their money from tuition and from other sources other than the state, you're going to have some real changes as far as what students are accepted.
Do we see a financial effect on students, on their ability to pay off these loans or even complete their higher education?
What we are seeing is students are taking longer to get a degree because many of them are having to take outside jobs to try to keep their loan debt as low as they can. Also, what you're seeing is they're coming out with higher amounts of debt, and because of the higher amount of debt, it is influencing the kind of jobs they can take. So you are not seeing, at the moment, a problem with universities attracting students, and that is part of the thing that is keeping tuitions rising, is that there's still too many students trying to get into the University of Michigan than they can take. So as one student told me when we were doing this analysis, if these 45,000 students at the University of Michigan are not willing to pay this tuition increase, there are 45,000 more students just waiting in line to get in.
Ron French is senior writer for the Center for Michigan's Bridge magazine. Ron, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much.